We left over, we had a question when we were learning inside, in the chapter 32, basically in the subsection 52 and also in subsection 53, Sifrei Nun Beis Nun Gimel, the way the Rebbe writes to do the parshiyos by the tefillin shel yad, how to do the parchment, how to do the parshiyos. Matter of fact, also he brought down in Sif Nun Dalet in subsection 54 that even by the shel rosh, which they don't follow all in one parchment, people still do them the same way. But the main question we had was that we had a parchment over here which didn't seem to follow anything that the Alter Rebbe suggested. It seemed like the Alter Rebbe in Sif Nun Gimel, he suggested that since we cannot make a stuma according to all opinions, so he says you make a stuma la Rambam. Basically, the Alter Rebbe, the first suggestion he says some people do is they leave the bottom. So, you know, in all cases, though the Alter Rebbe suggests is now, you finish the Shema, the portion of Shema, all the way to the end of the left column. Because he brought out in the previous Siv Nun Beis that leaving over space there is sort of implying that it's going to be a Pesucha. It's not supposed to be a Pesucha. So therefore, we shouldn't leave space in the bottom. That's what the Alter Rebbe said. And therefore, he said one of two ways in subsection 53. Either some have the custom that they start nine spaces from the beginning, v'hoyim shemoya. So that would be a parshas tuma according to the Rambam, but according to the Rosh, it'll be a psucha. So that's some custom. And then he also brought down in another bring down over here that that they make it a psucha. In other words, they just leave the bottom one space. They leave the space, and the top one they start right from the margin. So it's totally a parsha psucha, and even though it's supposed to be a stuma, but they rely. I mean, the way he brings down is Sif Nun Gimel, but the way we saw it, the way it's done is differently. So, but then later on, we checked out. It says in the Kuntur Sacharan. These are the notes. So this apparently, usually these notes in the bottom, and they are elaboration on what says over there. Usually these notes were written by the Alter Rebbe himself. He put in footnotes and he elaborated. But in this case, it's clearly, it says the writer is saying this. So it's not actually clear who's the one that said this, but it's attributed in the notes to the footnote, it's attributed to the Alter Rebbe's brother, to the Maril, that he said. He says like this, that it is known and it's been publicized to all the scribes of our country that the Alter Rebbe, he instructed to do the way we found over here, that in the end of Parsha Shema you leave nine letters space, and in the beginning of Parsha Shema you leave nine letters space. Now here he also says he wrote a whole big long explanation, but it got lost. But actually we do have it in the Shalos Tshuvos of the Alter Rebbe. In the first, matter of fact, the very first response over there, the Alter Rebbe goes through a whole discussion. But it doesn't seem like in that also comes out the same as here. But this is very clear. He says in everything, in the tefillin and the mezuzahs, he says to leave spaces on the bottom and to leave in the end of the parshas of Shema and before the v'hoyim shemoya. It's a little bit different with mezuzahs over here. I'm not going to go with mezuzahs. You only need smaller spaces. But we're talking right now in the laws of tefillin that you would need nine spaces in the end of Shema and you would have nine spaces in the beginning of the v'hoyim shemoya. Now, as we spoke about in the Shulchan Aruch, the limited amount of information that we had by reading the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, it actually seems that leaving that space or not leaving that space. See, the Alter Rebbe in Sif Nun Beis, he said that not to leave that space in the bottom because that would imply that the following parsha is going to be a pesucha, because that's when you leave space on the bottom because you're going to start the next one. But over here, you're going to start it on the further down, but still he said not to do so. But the Alter Rebbe, as we said, rules, he says the minhag, that's the way he told the sufferer to do, is to leave nine spaces at the end of the Shema and nine spaces before the V'hoyim Shemoya. Now, but I just want to say, it almost seems from what we learned, the Alter Rebbe explains it, from what we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, it seems almost superfluous to leave that space over, because leaving nine spaces in the beginning of Ahoyim Shemoya would, in the beginning of Ahoyim Shemoya, would make it a psucha. It would remain a psucha according to, is a psucha according to the Rosh, is a stuma according to the Rambam. With the leaving the space in the line, it's still the same thing. It's a psucha according to the Rosh, and it's a stuma the Rambam. So nothing really changes with leaving the space in the bottom from what we know, I'm saying. Of course, it does change because the Alter Rebbe explains it, but I'm saying from what we learned in the side, in the Shulchan Aruch, nothing changed whether you leave the space in the bottom, you don't leave the space in the bottom. It's a psucha according to the Rambam, to the Rosh, and it's a stum according to the Rambam. So if you're doing the pin of the Rambam, leaving that extra space in the bottom doesn't do anything. And it seems like it has a drawback because of what the Alter Rebbe writes in the base. But that's just for the discussion, something to look into further, to go and study. But suffice to say that the ruling is, we do it the way it's there, that's the way the Alter Rebbe rules. I'm not sure whether this is accepted across the board. Is this only Chabad, right, does it that way? I don't know what the ruling would be from some of the other, whether they do it differently. I mean, that's the parsha we read over here. Could be everybody accepted, because I know that this is a discussion which everybody has. It's a problem, it's been discussed throughout, and the question becomes, what's the way to do it? So, I'm not sure if that's the way, but certainly in the Chabad, this is the way we do that.
But they're both right.
There's no such thing as wrong.
I mean,
because,
right?
the problem by the tefillin, we have the problem because we are writing a new column. In the Torah, we don't have such a problem because whenever we need to make a stuma, we don't start a new column.
His ruling, what he's saying is, if you want to use the Rosh, or if you want to use the Rambam, they're both.
Okay. In this case, because we can't satisfy both opinions,
right.
But he does say, and the bottom line is, to use the Rambam, we're actually
more lenient, right?
It's not lenient; it's different. One is a stuma, one is a parsha. It's not lenient anymore. So we use, in the end of the day, our tefillin go by the Rambam. The Alter Rebbe's tefillin go by the Rambam, not like the Rosh.
Who's the Rosh?
But you have to understand. There's one more thing here. It's important to remember. Some people say, and that's what we rely on, is that you don't need, because the V'hayim Shemaya does not follow, in the Torah, it follows another parsha, but here it's following the Shema. So that opinion says we don't need it to be a stuma or psucha, it's no problem. So it doesn't even mean that we follow the Rambam against the Rosh. It means that we're also relying on the opinion that after the fact, if you didn't make it a stuma, it's also good. So we're not just relying on the Rambam against the Rosh. I mean, if it was, because we're relying on the fact that it's not, since it doesn't follow in the Torah, the parshas of Shema, then it's okay for it to be a psucha, it doesn't even have to be a stuma. But that's part of the whole discussion. I just wanted to mention that, because we had that question on the way we do it, but the Alter Rebbe clearly writes, I mean, they bring down for Kutus Achre, and the Alter Rebbe deals with it at length in the first Shuvah, in the Shailos of Shuvahs from the Alter Rebbe.